Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Have you sometimes made a really big tower for your child with those big blocks and you spend so long making it, making sure it's balanced and looks amazing? Such a big tower. And as soon as your toddler comes and sees it, the first thing he does is to push it over and break it. And you feel like screaming, "I put so much effort." Sometimes we perform a'amal, recite Quran and du'as like the nights of Qadr. However, sadly, with one sin or one attitude, we destroy all the efforts of the night of Qadr. It can happen. Our a'amal should never make us arrogant, that now that I recited so many prayers last night, I've become a true servant of Allah and others should respect me. How dare they speak to me in this way? Don't they know I prayed Namaz al-Shab for the whole month of Ramadan? Or sometimes this claim goes back to Allah. "Oh Allah, I prayed so much last night, now you have to give me what I want. I've purified my heart, I've reached levels of sincerity, it is my right that you grant me dua and you grant me eternal paradise," etc. May Allah save us from these thoughts. We have to be really careful. Our actions should be monitored and we should be careful. Especially on the days of Qadr. The days of Qadr are very important and sometimes equal to the night of Qadr. Look at what the sixth holy Imam says. Sabihatu yawmi laylat al-Qadr, the day of Qadr, mithlu laylat al-Qadr, is like the night of Qadr. Fa'amal wajtahid, and therefore act and put a lot of effort. Let's take this advice of Imam Sadiq. Let's carry on our efforts of the night into the day and ensure we take care of our actions, never to commit sins or disobey Allah, and to always count ourselves as nothing but needy servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.